this morning time will be the most suitable. Catch your mind.
Yes, I just take your darshan and then I'll try to find him out.
Goes for you. Unexpected engagement, serious. Escort you.
Happy engagement.
A hard nut.
Yes.
To break for years. Premadama Stotra, apparently, it is very easy thing, is it? But it is a hard nut to crack. Kesava Maharaj, he used to appreciate my writings very much.
Yes.
That very intricate and very kathin ki
deep.
Very, very hard things have been distributed in the form of poems.
Yes.
Guru Maharaj also liked it much. That ontology in the form of poetry. Bhagavatam is there. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Of that nature. Ontology in poetry. Poetic beauty.
It looks very simple, but if you look inside, a whole world is there.
The world of the unlimited.
Yeah. Unlimited.
Hare Krishna. Gold, hurry. Terracotta Achen? Where do they stay? In the blue house?
No, they're staying in some hotel in Navadvip.
Oh, in hotel.
He came by himself today.
Oh.
I think.
What would be the best way for me to make advancement?
He's asking, what is the best way for him to make advancement in spiritual life?
Like if I was to return to England, when I return to England.
Yeah. Specifically when he goes back to England.
What?
He wants to know.
To have proper connection with the sadhu association. Association can help us most. That is repeatedly told in scripture. Association. Living association or the Shastric association, scriptural. But more preferable, living scripture means sadhu, devotee. And that must be genuine, of course, not imitation. A candle of small power may thrive nearby the candle flame of high power. And if in the midst of opposite element, it will die easily and shortly, quickly. Can't maintain itself. But the atmosphere is surcharged with heat by so many flames, it can stand and it can develop. Favorable circumstance. We can thrive in favorable soil, favorable circumstance. And if we have to fight with the environment, then we waste our energy and we have to die. Krishna, he died. Gaurhari, Gaurhari, Gaurhari. He died. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. What is your age? 21. Your parents living?
Yeah.
Are they connected with ISKCON?
No. They're opposed.
But they are Christians.
Yeah.
Protestant. Catholic.
Catholics.
Catholic.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of Catholic and the Protestant difference?
Well, it's
oppositionist.
Yeah.
One accepts the
Catholic Pope. Means very generous in faith, and Protestants, they want to calculate by reason. They want to measure by reason and then to accept. Reason is the predominant factor with the Protestant, started by one Martin Luther in Germany. Then again another subdivision, Puritan amongst the Protestant, then another group was Calvin. Puritan. Milton was a Puritan. So, while studying Milton, we had to know all these things. Puritan, they are very ultra-moralist. That's why they are called Puritan. Then another branch came from Puritan as independent. So many branches. Christian, Catholic, Protestant, Protestant, divided Puritan, and then against within Puritan, then independent. Another section. Now, I don't know whether that independence or Puritans are finished. But Protestant and Catholic going side by side. King of England is Protestant. Hare Krishna. Catholic, a good expression, Catholic, in the proper sense, Catholic. How much? Faith we can claim to have. Faith, infinite. There is a story of a frog. One of the cubs of a frog, it saw an elephant, and the mother was not present at that time. Then when mother came, says to the mother that I saw a very big animal. How much big? The frog is pumping itself. So big, so big, so big. In this way it is pumping and getting bigger. then no more, bigger. Then the frog burst, finished. A Catholic, how much Catholic we can be, yeah? What capacity we have got, we are so nice frog. The elephant is also a nigger Catholic. How much Catholic generous we can be that to contain the whole within us? Impossible. So the faith can do some connection, give some connection. Our reason and all other weapons, all failure, only faith can connect somewhat, somewhat. Someone, some touch. How much faith, precious faith we can accommodate in our tiny self? Infinite possibilities there. Krishna says, whatever you can conceive, whatever infinite you can conceive, that is in my one part, negligent part. Atava bhunete na kingyate na tabarjana vishtagbhavidam krishnam ekaṃse na sthitu. Your conception of infinite, thousands of infinite, forms only one negligent part of mine. I am so big, you can't imagine. But he is to have connection with him, it is only possible by his grace. Then how to get his grace? That's the question. Total surrender and trying to please him, to enter into his sympathy. By fully inviting and accepting his ways, whatever small we can know. So through his bona fide devotees, they are our sambal, mane. Our wealth, our ultimate resort, shelter, is devotees. Devotees, his agents. Only we should try to connect our best with his bona fide agents. Impossible. To make impossible possible. To make possible what is impossible. To get the infinite. Being finite, we aspire after to have connection with infinite. It is impossible, apparently. But only possible through our most humiliated attitude, to admit straightly that we are nothing, we are so mean, so small, so negligent, so meager, to come to realize our proper position, then the relativity law will take me to him. Law of relativity. Hare Krishna. He will come out of mercy. We shall try our best to show ourselves that we are sinners. If you take the way, path of justice, no hope. No hope, infinitely sinner. Only the door of mercy, the line of mercy may be extended to us. Then I may have some hope. I am so low, so mean. You are so high, so noble. That only through mercy, through your affection, only I can have a door to you, to enter into your shelter. Saranagati, condemning one's own self to the extreme, sincerely of course, and to feel the greatness of the other party. Of the master body. Will you graciously accept me? I am not fit to render any service to you, my Lord. Only this sort of attitude may take us, appealing to the mercy side, to the affection, devotion, to the grace, his kindness, that subtle aspect to be tackled by the soul. Then they may have some hope, some prospect. Mercy, no justice. No justice, I have got no prospect. Vicharite avahi, guna nahi paavi. Kripa kori, chhoto vichar. If you come to judge, then you won't get anything in my favor. So, kindly give up that sort of attitude. In the way of justice, I have got no hope. You come with the mercy. Then I can hope to enter into your domain. That is devotion proper, Saranagati. And in Krishna consciousness, that is the plane of mercy and love and affection. In Vaikuntha, it is not so strong mercy. Some sort of justice mixed there. Calculation, vidhi, all this. But in Vrindavan, the land of mercy, love, affection. And there no want, it is infinite. Mercy also infinite. So accommodate infinite number of culprits does not matter. It is not polluted. No possibility of any pollution of the atmosphere. If so many nasty souls like us are indented. It's infinite. Krishna consciousness is so generous. It may be extended to the lowest, but only that must be sincere negotiation. Not afraid of any meanness of the negotiator. Not afraid for that. That I won't be able to purify him. No such possibility. That Krishna cannot purify any sinner. No question of that. The greatest sinner may be purified in a second. More quickly, so much dynamic power. But we have to enter into that door of mercy, affection, not of justice. Vicharite avi guna nahi pa, kipa kori chholo to vichao. Take me by the door of mercy, my Lord. That is our real nature. And we should live in that atmosphere there. If we are to live in Vrindavan, not any vanity will be there. We are all of such temperament. We are all dependent, parasite. May be rejected divinely any moment. Slave, every right of the master over us. Krishna Nityodar. We have to enter with the mentality of a slave. His property, he can do anything and everything with me. Cent percent mastership, lordship is with him over me. This is our property, our wealth. This sort of conception always thirsty for mercy. Thirsty for water, thirsty. So always thirsty for mercy there. They are fully cognizant of the fact they are all living on the plane of mercy. Mercy of the Master, of the Lord. Still we find in some way or other that one is asserting himself, one party asserting himself another against another party. That is all managed by Yogamaya to perform the Leela of Krishna. There are many slaves and one is appointed as the leader of these slaves. In a drama, a slave may have to play the part of a zamindar, a landlord. But he is a slave. The slave can also play the drama, holding different positions. By Yogamaya, it is managed to support, to satisfy Krishna. They have got that position, that right. Slave has got also the right. In another way, according to the degree of their sacrifice, degree of their self-abnegation, degree of their intensity of hankering for mercy, the condition may be there in the negative, progress in the negative side. We are told who is the highest. He says that I am the lowest. Who holding the highest position, he thinks that he is the lowest of all. It is measured in that way, a measure of negativity. Most unsatisfied that they can't do any service to Krishna, who is rendering the greatest service, he or she thinks that I am the worst of all the servants. Only imitating real service I can't render. In fact, that is the qualification of rendering service to the Lord. That I can't do. I can't serve properly. That dissatisfaction, that is the capital of service. all is a lot. I can't satisfy my Lord. I can't do satisfactory work as directed. Can't. All is living to the highest degree, alert to the highest degree, suspicious about his own self. Ahankar, the ego, the negative ego, ego of the negative type, not assertive. No, not assertive at all, but always self abusing. Not asserting, but self abusing ego. Combined of that type of servitors, it becomes very, very sweet. The atmosphere is very sweet. No aggressor, all contributor. All contributor. Sometimes when there is famine, this artificial famine, all the foods put underground and an artificial famine created, then the government says none would be able to hold anything. Everything must be come to the market. No holding. Then there is opulence. And where there is holding, there is death. And no holding, all fair, all taking to the open market, there is opulence, something like that. All honestly contributing service and no holding for any unit. The market is full. Anyone passing by, they will find full all. Their contribution, hearty contribution. For Krishna and his own, there is ample gratitude. Krishna Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Nidhai Gaur Hari Nidhai Gaur Hari. Prem means that love. That is the nature of love. Die to live. Die to live. That maxim, die to live. Kill to live and die to live. We are in the land of exploitation. Kill and live. But the opposite, die and live. Give and live. And not take and live. And that is the order of that land. Die to live. So everyone is living happily. Apparently, they show that as if they are dying. Really, we thrive there. By giving, we thrive. And by taking, we become losers. Devotion, exploitation and devotion, opposite. Dedication. And one thing, most important, that connected with the center. Not combined, not nationalistic, not as a group. But must have proper connection with the center. Otherwise that will be selfishness, partial, national unity, or country unity, religious unity. There will be heat. Religious classification, or is sampradayika, or provincial, local. No, that center, absolute center, and that is representing love, affection, beauty, harmony. Some such thing we have to connect with, to live, to give. This worldly giving is not giving. One is giving to a gunda, or giving to a prostitute. That sort of, that is not giving at all. That is exploitation. Only to get loan for exploitation, more exploitation, better exploitation, to invest some energy for future greater exploitation, not that. That give in the proper sense, to give, to die. That is, that die to live. That is dedication. And die for what? Die for the center, central good. Merge there. Merge yourself wholly in His interest. In His interest. Then you will be happy. Consider yourself as a slave to the Absolute Lord, you will be happy. Slave. Which is most desirable to hear and to think. Slave. Most contemptible thing, hateful thing, to think, to pronounce the word slave. The most objectionable thing. But in connection with the Absolute Good, that is really honorable position. The most honorable position to be reckoned as slave to the highest good. To the highest good. Right? I don't want to assert myself. To assert myself will be boss to me, my own interest. As much as I shall go to assert myself, I shall be loser. I shall be devoid of His perfect decision and interference. I shall take my fate into my own limited hand. So, depend on Him as much as you can. Learn to believe Him, the Absolute Good. Believe Him. You are afraid of believing your neighbor. You have come, you have earned such a position by your own action previous. But always your reason is alert whether you are being robbed by your nature or neighbor or not. The intelligence is keen whether I am being robbed by my nature. Because I am thrown into such a position by dint of my own previous karma. Samsara, doubt, suspicion. I am being exploited. I am being exploited by the environment. Always alert. That is suspicious and most miserable life. Miserable life. All this we shall have to curse us, that I am being robbed. A most intolerable life. So you have to become good and to have a cottage in that good soil where none deceives his neighbor or none. Always makes himself empty to give everything to the neighbor in that kingdom of Krishna. Gaur Hari, 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 Gaur Hari. We should not rely in future, trust no future, have our present. By the course of the different currents of the environment, next moment where I shall be taken off, I don't know. So act in the living present. Believe only the present, try to utilize most the present. Future is not in your hand. It depends on the resultant of so many actions, so many forces current in the world outside. Where it will take what thing is unknown. Only the present chance. You utilize, try to utilize. That's no future, have her brain. And don't bother yourself retaining the previous incidents of your life. Act in the living present. With heart within, that is sincerity, God overhead. The ultimate reality must be good, absolute. But this, accept a life of this type. Nahi kalyan kuch kashti durgati nitaata vachati. If you be sincere, well-meaning, then none will be able to defeat you. Your victory is assured. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nizai Gaur Hari Bol, Nizai Gaur Hari Bol. With this speech we have to take the name divine. With the help of the sound, divine sound, we can approach towards that soil. The sound is also assertive. It has got divinity in it. Gradually, but we must be sincere to go where the sound will guide us. Absolute sound will guide, and we must be sincere to obey the direction in this way. The name, most concise form at present, but As much as we make progress, we shall see the broadness of the sound and whatever is contained in that substance of sound. The figure, the color, the appearance. Sound will produce the appearance, the food for the eye. Then, attributes, food for the mind, parikar, then the paraphernalia, for our movement, it will show a sign that we can live and move, and then lila, what is the object of that movement, how, what is the product of movement? Just as a machinery movement, we find money is the product. Ultimately, so many parts of the machinery, so many coolies are moving in a compound. But what is the result? The money. So also we should find that lila. Lila, means movement and satisfaction. Movement with intrinsic satisfaction. Not that our movement will produce satisfaction. But altogether, every movement that means the wave of love, wave of joy, wave of ecstasy. The whole movement is that of joy and ecstasy, happiness. Lila means that. Lila means movement. But what sort of movement? Automatically with it, the joyous wave, joy movement, joyful movement. Dancing. In Brahma Sangita, that gamanam nityam, movement ordinary and the movement, dancing movement, contains joy in it, movement. Katha gaanam, speaking, that is singing, that with the sound wave, there is the sweetness, sweetness mixed everywhere, utapalta, within and without. Sweetness, sweet, 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 sweet. Sweetness. Charm, beauty, sweetness, love, affection, all this come to give some conception of that highest side. That Krishna consciousness promises to take us in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaurav. What's the time? 9:25. 9:35. 9:35. Gaurav, Gaurav, Gaurav. I close class here.
Jayam Vishnu
Parabrahma
Nityananda Das.
Nityananda.
Sudha Krishna.
Arunda Maharaj, Sudha Krishna. There?
Thomas.
Thomas. And yourself?
Krishna Kinkar Das.
Krishna Kinkar. And there's our mother?
Parama.
Parama.
Oh. And mother Naikas.
Huh? Where?
Naikas, this side.
This side? Oh, yeah. Gaurav.